Hiring is probably the biggest challenge every single founder faces. In this mentor moment, Dan and Kieran from Protex share how they keep their standards sky high, even when growth and investor pressure tempt them to settle. From testing resilience to building culture in every stage of the hiring process, they explain why only bringing in A players is the key to scaling successfully. Enjoy this mentor moment with Dan and Kieran.
I think that's the biggest thing you hear from everybody. Hiring, especially now in this market. Everybody, like from my barber to you guys, everyone is struggling to hire good people. So how have you thought about this?
Yeah. Well, it doesn't look like your barber's doing very well in hiring. There's a video on this car.
I've short hair for a reason.
It looks great. No, you look fantastic.
Go to YouTube if you want to give me some shade in the comments. I'm sure TikTok will be all over that, Dan. Thanks very much.
You look great. Gorgeous. Face for radio.
My TikTok comments here. This is great.
I think
Kieran clearly does the hiring.
I think of to ensure you do that, you need to spend time on hiring. Don't just get bums in seats for the sake of. You know, it's a big thing. Like, I think a massive part of it is, like, from our perspective, we have a incredibly high bar when it comes to hiring. Incredibly high bar.
So give me specifics.
I think a big part of it is, like, resilience is a massive part of it, especially what we're doing. So we tend to, and startup suits certain people, startup suits doesn't suit certain other people, and that's okay. You know, there's some people that suit big businesses and do fantastic jobs in big businesses, big corporates, and they're brilliant. The from our perspective, we want people who are very resilient. And what we mean by that is people who are used to being uncomfortable or will actively put themselves in uncomfortable situations. So that could be something like they do marathon running, stuff like that. Something that's painful that they will actively put themselves through or have gone through a really hard time in their life, whether it be like even we've had cases where some people are like, you know, you should hire people who have gone through really, really hard times with family or whatever it is, but they're able to get through it. Or if their jobs are hard, so like ex-chefs or stuff like that who've gone through really hard things. So I think it's really important to hire people who've gone through something difficult or actively put themselves in situations like that. Because when you go into the hiring side of things, you're going to get the people when they're at their best. It's that when you see the people at their worst and they're still able to perform, that's where you have really great people. And for us, we always say we only hire A players, because if you hire A players underneath you, they will hire other A players. If you hire B players, they'll hire C and D players because they don't want those people getting over them. So if you maintain that A player theory or thesis when you're hiring, you're going to have that filter through the organization as it grows.
Give me more on this though, because this is such a pain point for so many people listening to hiring. And I think people do settle, like you said. So how do you not settle? Because obviously there's huge growth behind you. You've raised so much money. I'm sure there's a pressure to grow. How do you keep that bar so high?
There's a couple of things. You know, it's a lot easier said than done. It's very, very hard to, as you said, hire really good people. What do we do? I think we treat our interview process as, you know, the experience that a candidate gets in our interview process replicates what it's like in Protex. So we're very transparent in our interview process. We answer questions. It's probably, you know, we challenge candidates in our interviewing process. And again, that comes from hiring the A players. The managers that are actually hiring these people understand and, you know, understand the expectations of the behaviors and the types of people that we're looking to bring in. We also brought a head of people in quite early in Protex, something myself and Dan felt really strongly about, to really help us hone that culture and also figure out how we can make sure that we go past just writing culture down on a document and making sure that it's practiced. And so we have things like a leveling and progression framework. We have a very structured performance review process. And these are all tools to ensure that once we do bring people in, we can actually grow them. We can allow them to grow and do their best work. We want people that come into Protex to do the best 2, 3, 4 years of work that they will ever do in their career. From a technical perspective, you know, we're solving extremely difficult problems. And so we can test that in the interview process. We can test, based on someone's experience, the types of problems that they've actually solved. How have they coped when, you know, a customer has changed the requirements? What have they done? These types of questions, situational questions. But it's a lot of these things together. It's not one thing. There's no magic bullet. It's, you know, doing a lot of different things together and making sure it's a consorted effort to bring someone in that's actually really going to raise the bar and really challenge the team as well.
Yeah, I think practically as well, one thing that definitely helped is something we want to do very early on is always have a take home. So everybody who joins has some degree of a take home, because you can talk to talk. Anybody can talk to talk, but you really need
to. What do you mean by take home?
So take home exercise. So during the interview process, everybody will have a take home of some sort, depending on what department they're coming into. So from a sales perspective, it might be a case where they have to do an account planning thing of an account and then pitch that back to us. Or a take home from a coding perspective. Or a take home from if they're coming into the people function from a recruiting, how would you map out the next 10 hires of Protex? Where would you look at that and whatnot? So I think it's really important to do that, like test people for it and spend time with them. Because it is very, it's easier to hire to get bums on seats than the other way around. And especially when people raise, your first thing is we got to hire and stuff like that. And you can get a bit overexcited, I would say, and just be like, yeah, they're great. And you will always see them through rose tinted glasses because you have the cash to hire them. Whereas you need to take a step back and say, hold on a second, let's go back to our values. What are we looking for here? And make sure we test against them.